Here's my question. Why aren't the lost saved?
Why aren't the lost saved? Who's lost and who's saved? That's the question I ask.
Why?
How can you detect and how can you detect who's lost and who's saved?
Hold on. Simple question. Simple question.
Aaron,
are you not going to be honest enough to even answer one simple question?
I'm asking you a simple question.
Answer my question and I'll answer whatever question you
have.
Listen to you. Are you not going to answer this question? If you answer my question, I'll answer whatever question you throw at me.
I'm going to throw you no more questions.
Why?
I'm trying to answer this question.
Listen. Why aren't the lost saved?
The lost are not saved because what? The Lord don't want them to be saved. Am
That's
right
my... Thank you for admitting it. Did everybody hear that? He can call me back. Did everybody hear that? Did you catch that? This man at least had the courage to admit what he really believes. I asked him, why aren't the lost saved? And his response was, because the Lord doesn't want them saved. You heard it from his own mouth. Thank you for at least having the gall to admit Calvinistic truth. Rather than the guy before you who tried to skirt around the issue, at least you'll be frank. And I commend you for that. But I want to make sure everybody listening heard that. This is the crux of Calvinism. You heard it from his own mouth. Why aren't the lost saved? As a true Calvinist, he said because God doesn't want them saved. Did you hear that? You let that sink in. You sleep on that tonight. Why aren't the lost saved, I asked. Well, because the Lord doesn't want them saved. My point exactly. Calvinism is a direct indictment of God's love for mankind. Whereas the Bible says that God sent the Son to die for the sins of the whole world. The Bible says that Christ tasted death for every man and desires all men to be saved. As a true Calvinist, you heard it from his own mouth. They don't believe that. If you're lost, they say it's because God didn't want you saved. I thank you for at least having the courage to state your true convictions. I knew those were your convictions. In fact, I wrote a booklet entitled Calvinism Answered. And this is the last paragraph of my booklet. Now tell me that I didn't get this right. I conclude this booklet by saying one final question. Why aren't the lost saved? That question seems simple enough. However, for Calvinists, it is perhaps the most feared question that one can ask. You see, this question forces them to admit the grim reality of their teaching, and that is because God does not want them saved. This is the unconscionable conclusion of Calvinism. Did I not say it? And that's exactly what he affirmed, didn't it? I wasn't misrepresenting Calvinists when I said that, was I? Why aren't the lost saved? I say it's because they don't choose God. He says it's because God didn't choose them. Or as he put it, because God didn't want them saved.